Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The boss, George Steinbrenner, who passed away earlier today at the age of 80. And as a Met fan, I was always envious of the Yankees because of Steinbrenner, who I have nothing but tremendous respect for.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, take it seriously. Back on the Fan. It's 11:23. A little bit of a condensed show today, Barber. Got the Yankees. Yankee baseball coming up at 1.
Yeah, toss-up lineup
today. Yes.
just throw it together.
Although Volpe's batting first, playing short, and Peraza's batting second, playing second.
Oh, there'll be some good intel from some of those guys. But IKF at cleanup, not really loving that
Hicks
one.
Hicks batting third.
Yeah,
BT. Not exactly Paul O'Neill.
There's not a ton of free agent quarterbacks still available.
Yeah.
Even Tyler Heinicke, he signed with the Falcons.
Saw that.
It looks like Cooper Rush, because we were mentioning him earlier, going to go back to the Cowboys.
Okay.
I believe that Zach Wilson needs to be the backup to Aaron Rodgers when that deal ultimately gets consummated. Again, it's going to take some time, so have patience with that. But still, I think that Zach Wilson should be the backup. But should the Jets bring in another one of these players with experience? I don't think he's going to usurp Zach Wilson as the backup, but it'd be nice to have a player with experience. And there's some guys out there, Blaine Gabbert or whoever, right? The Jeff Driscolls, Mason Rudolphs of the world. Should the Jets do that or just let it sit, bring in a project behind Zach? Someone who's not jumping Zach, but just a project. What's the backup to the backup process for the Jets?
It's tricky because, Zach absolutely has to get whatever reps Aaron Rodgers doesn't get in practice.
Yes.
And if you have somebody, like an established veteran who obviously isn't a clear-cut starter, but at least viable for a little bit of a Band-Aid or a bridge if Rodgers should get hurt, whatever, could still keep the thing moving a little bit, then Zach is doing nothing, really doing nothing. I kind of look at the Jets in a lot of ways the way I look at the Mets now. In terms of the all-in thought. I mean, you get Rodgers, you're all in.
Yeah.
And, the Mets with two future Hall of Famers who are knocking on the door 40, anchoring the top of the rotation, you're all in. Now, the Mets have younger position players as well. Lonzo's in his prime, et cetera, and a few others. Lindor, you got a few kids coming up, much like the Jets have a lot of youth dispersed throughout the roster as well. So it could be a little bit of both, but both the Mets and the Jets have World Series and Super Bowl on their radar going into the season. So to answer this in a long way, for the Jets not to have somebody who is at least proven, I would throw out somebody like Rudolph. I know you just said his name.
Yeah.
At least in the building in case Rodgers goes down and Zach just ain't it at all. Don't you think it's kind of negligent not to have that?
Yeah, I think you do. And it's funny because when you think about this, and I was just looking at this list of all the free agents. And, there's names like Andy Dalton and Marcus Mariota who just signed with the Eagles.
Dalton just signed somewhere, too.
He did. He signed with the Panthers. I'm just looking at the list, who they should have gone after. Some of these guys are just too old.
Like a Matt Ryan?
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
And by the way, Matt's not coming here to watch Zach take reps. I mean, Matt's too, we got too much respect for Matt Ryan.
He's 38. He was an MVP.
Yeah.
If he doesn't retire, it's going to be somewhere where he's a bridge to whoever they draft. That feels like where Matt Ryan is, and it's unfortunately for Matt Ryan, it just feels like where he is in his career.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's interesting because I thought that, you know, there were options, but they've diminished so much. Cooper Rush was the interesting one to me because he was really good last year for the Cowboys, but it looks like he's going to stay with the Cowboys. That would have been because he's not going to cost you a ton. He's 29 years old. He's got value, but he's not overly expensive because he hasn't really done anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he was 4-1 as a starter and Dak Prescott's stead last year. So I think they
beat the Giants.
Yeah, and a couple other pretty good teams. I think they just missed an opportunity to get the backup to Zach, who could potentially start over Zach if Aaron Rodgers is unavailable.
Well, I think that one of the options, and I was always okay with this, I thought Mike White could have been that guy.
Yeah.
And he didn't get a lot of money from Miami.
No.
I know there's incentives and theoretically better chance to reach him there than here, but I don't know. You want to tell me the Jets didn't want to have that whole dynamic, even if it's a backup, where you have the White-Wilson thing, which was problematic a year ago. But can I just air a little grievance here? And it's not a big one, because the Jets have been on a little roll here, all right? But I don't love this. So yesterday, they put out a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard Evan and Craig talking about this. Craig hates it. Evan's okay with it. I'm with Craig. They put out a tweet, and they got a big picture of Mike White. And it says, thank you, Mike White. All right. Now, and then they write, thank you for producing some of our favorite moments over the last few years. We'll see you soon. And then comma, and then his Twitter handle and a green heart. Would you stop with this nonsense? Would you stop with this baby infantile stuff? I can't stand it. And by the way, I'm not just like coming after the Jets now. So many teams do this. Thank you. There's nothing to thank. Mm. You had a job. We paid you. We moved on.
You know what it
is. And now you're on a rival.
You know what it is.
If he went to like Seattle, he's at the Dolphins.
This feels like whoever is in charge of social media, and this makes sense, yeah, has a personal relationship with Mike White. Not the Jets social media itself, like the entity itself, but the individual that's actually hitting send.
Right, well, yeah, maybe that person shouldn't have so much power.
Well, maybe that person should send that tweet or whatever, Instagram post, via their personal Instagram or Twitter.
I'm going to agree and disagree with you.
As opposed to the Jets Twitter. Because when you do it on the Jets Twitter,
uh-huh,
you're speaking for the Jets fandom as a whole. And most people are kind of like you.
Dude, you're a Dolphin.
Like, what are you talking
about?
I'm
happy you got a few bucks. You earned it. But I don't want to see you do well, because if you do well, it ain't good for us.
That's true.
You know, it's just, it really does represent, don't make me go down this hole now. But to me, it if you want one thing, and there's many other examples, like to truly point out where society has gotten soft,
mm-hmm,
that is a great illustration of it.
Yeah, I don't
think it a guy who really did nothing, if you think about it.
And now it's on a rival.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, all right, like, Revis leaves, you know, years ago the first time, right? All right. I mean, he's Darrell Revis. You know, if Twitter was around back in the day, Klecko finished his career at the Colts for a year or two, whatever. All right, great. Joe Klecko, great. That's one thing. Even if you say when Keyshawn got dealt to the Bucks, all right, Key, you know, former first overall pick, had some big moments for us, almost got to the Super Bowl. Best of luck, Keyshawn. But, I mean, this is just so stupid, so soft. And, like, everybody does it.
I know.
It bothers me.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until I heard Craig and Evan talk about it. And, you know, it's like, it's just utterly unnecessary. Stop trying to kiss everybody's ass. Like, you don't have to be so nice. To me, that is like giving every kid a trophy. No, your trophy is the paycheck. Now let the Dolphins tweet about you. I'm done. I know it probably sounds petty, but I just can't take that
stuff.
Why are
you hating on Mike White?
I'm not. I'm hating on the concept of just kissing everybody
behind. Why are you
hating
on your own team?
Anthony's in Jersey City. I like Mike, but that's just unnecessary. What's up, Anthony? How are you today, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm good. Before I get to my sports point, I would like to ask you guys a question.
What's up?
Not supposed to eat meat on Fridays. I am Irish, and today's St. Patrick's Day, so Does the man upstairs let me slide for some corned beef, or should I be good and just wait till tomorrow?
I got to tell you, Ant, that is a really good question. Now, growing up, we observed it in our house, Irish Catholic. I'm also half Italian, right? So we would always order pizza on Fridays. The dilemma here is the corned beef. That's a different thing to juggle. Now, I still try to observe it. Sometimes I'll forget. Friday's usually pizza night anyway, but I usually get like a chicken cutlet parm or a shrimp parm hero. Sometimes I'll forget, and if I have chicken, I'll be honest, I do finish it, and I feel a little bit bad about it for a minute. I am going to absolve you. Since it's St. Patrick's Day, I believe that the man upstairs is okay with a little corned beef. I think he will forgive you when it's time to enter the pearly gates. I think you're okay.
Mm-hmm. You got to get the Reuben. Okay, guys. You got to have the Reuben today. You got to.
Well, I don't know about the Reuben. Okay.
That's what I
Is that what you have?
Yeah.
The Reuben. It's not Irish.
It's corned beef.
I think the Reuben's German.
Yeah, but it's corned beef.
Yeah, but it's all sorts of other stuff slopped in there. What's that? It is good, though. I like the right. And what's your other thing, buddy? Go ahead.
Okay. I just think that if these guys, quote, unquote, have a toolbox, I think as of right now, Anthony Volpe has more tools in his box than Peraza. I also think he's deserving of this opportunity. Listen.
No doubt.
Anthony Volpe has impacted our season, even last season, not being up. They didn't want to involve him in trades. We get why now. So now, you know what? Impact the team. Stop with the service time. The time for the Yankees is now. This window is closing year by year. Let the kid come up like Houston did when they had Correa. Pena came right up and played. Listen, I don't think Peraza has. I do agree he's better defensively, but I don't think it's by like a large margin where you're looking and you're saying, no, Volpe got to improve. You know, by this big amount,
yep.
Volpe's doing it all around.
And I'll tell you, let me tell you this. First of all, Peraza's never going to be hitting opposite field bombs with any sort of consistency, with any thump like Volpe is. But I'll tell you this, like when the spring competition, and I've always been of the mindset that it's been a competition, that they really would keep an open mind. And so far, I feel even better about that thought because IKF's already gone, so that's good in terms of shortstop. I thought that Volpe's defense would be more obviously behind Peraza. He's not as flashy, but he might be just as effective.
Well, he
pleasantly surprised.
But Volpe does make the flash plays as well.
He makes that too. And he does. I feel like Peraza, like if Peraza played 150 games, I think you'd see Ozzie Smith stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think you would see that with Volpe.
I think the real debate is around Peraza's bat. And last year, he was pretty good. It was a limited sample. He only had, let me look at it, 49 at-bats, BT.
And he had four home runs? What do you have?
No, he only had one home run.
The one four home run, a bunch of doubles.
Yep, a bunch of doubles, but he hit 306.
Yep.
And his OPS was 833. And, you know, so as we look at camp right now, our spring training, the problem is that we're comparing him to Volpe. And right now, Volpe is just, he's running away from him with the stick. But we know that in actual Major League Baseball, and this was at the end of the season, Peraza was just fine at the plate. And so I don't think we can judge Peraza by what's happening in spring training relative to Volpe. I think we have to think. And this is why it's hard.
It's a tough one.
This is why it's easier said than done. Volpe's crushing in spring training, but we haven't seen Volpe in the major leagues yet.
Yeah.
We've seen Peraza in the major leagues.
This would be an easier decision for the Yankees if Peraza was having a better spring. Granted, the spring, I get it, but if he was hitting the ball better, because then you could fully justify, all right, he's had a good spring. He's hitting, you know, 301, 297, a little thump, some steals, whatever. And let's just start Volpe in the minors, AAA, a little seasoning. He gets the first hot streak, we call them up. Boom. That would have been the easiest thing for them. But Peraza's not hitting.
No.
Volpe is, and he's picking it at shortstop. Yeah.
And he's running.
Oh,
he's doing everything.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. May I, he's a man of religion, man of faith. Let me call upon Mr. Kramer for a quick moment here. Now, obviously, Judaism, different than Catholicism, obviously. But what is your opinion? Because abstaining from the eating of meat for Catholics during Lent Friday, it is what it is, but it's also St. Patrick's Day, which is saint, rooted in a religious element. So there's a lot of conflicting things here. What do you do?
Well, it's unfair for me to comment.
No, but I'm curious. Yeah, I respect your
I would have to go into the basis of the no meat on Fridays during Lent, and also the basis for having corned beef on St. Patrick's Day. Now, I don't know if
I think that's just an ethnic thing, like having like the Italian. We have seafood on Christmas Eve, although that's also religious. That's the Feast of the Seven Fishes. I don't think the corned beef. No, the corned beef has no religious affiliation.
So if that's the case, then you can't have it.
Oh,
the religion trumps the.
Yeah, it does. But yeah, that's actually a good answer. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to ignore that. But I think that's actually a good answer.
Do you have to have cabbage with the corned beef or not?
What's that?
Do you have to have cabbage with the corned beef?
I mean, generally you do. I don't know so, that you so have you to.
Then Tiki's not fulfilling his obligation really with the Reuben.
Yes, Tiki, the Irishman.
Yes,
Tiki
O'Barber. I am very concerned about this.
By the way, I don't know if anybody else is dealing with
this.
The
last thing I'm worried about is what I'm eating today.
I hear you. But, Hoff, I don't know if you guys dealt with this. Somehow, I remember saying this last year to you. The last two or three years, St. Patrick's Day, which for my family, all it was, yeah, obviously, it's you wear green maybe. Well, no, definitely. You wear green. My mom, who's Italian, makes corned beef for my dad, who's Irish, and the rest of us. And that's it. You call it a day. Maybe my dad would have a beer at dinner, a beer on St. growing up, right? We wake up on St. Patrick's Day. It's like Christmas morning. Uh-huh. Is there anybody else going? No. The money elf is there. They're building traps. There's money everywhere. There's candy. There's gifts.
Actual money?
What is going on?
Actual money?
Well, yes. Yes.
No, we don't have actual money.
Yeah, the elf did not hit the household. Yeah,
that's just you, man.
No, it's not just me. I can promise you it's not just me.
We got fake money, fake gold coins. That's all it is. And they paint their faces and wear green to the half day of school that they have today.
Yeah, I mean, we do all that stuff as well. But so they made an elf trap, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So inside, it, you know... Yeah, I mean,
but there's
a lot of
actual money in your elf
trap. There's coins, fake coins.
Yeah.
But then there's also a few dollars spread around. Mm. Must have been a profitable year for the elf. He's got a little side hustle. Who knows what he's slinging on the side.
By the way, Cardinal Dolan gave a dispensation on the whole meat
there
thing.
There we go. You see, that's my man. Father,
go get him.
Man of the people. Attaboy. Eat away. Alleviate anything, any regret. So you can eat the meat today. Now, can we have a little chicken parm as well, or is it just the corned beef? Probably just the corned beef. Did he say?
I doubt I didn't.
He was not specific. He had to be. I would think he was. All right. Good stuff. So you're good. You eat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.